We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Nokri Shabbat Lekabois, Ain Omer Lekabay. Nokri, you have a fire, Chas Shalom in the house, someone has a fire in the house, Chas Shalom, and a guy comes, a non Jew comes to extinguish the fire. You're not allowed to tell him, you know, go ahead, extinguish it, but you don't have to tell him to stop either. You're not mechuyev in his shvisa, you're not mechuyev that he should keep Shabbos. That's not your problem. As long as you're not telling him to do it, there's no problem of issa amir l'akim. Rashi explains that there's an issur to tell a goy to do a malacha on Shabbos. Rashi says, Rabbanon goes ala amir l'anokhi v'shem shvos. It's an issur to Rabbanon to tell a goy to do a issa on Shabbos. But here you're not telling me anything, therefore it's not a problem. And what's the reason why amir l'anokhi is aser? So there's different pshatim the Rishonim. Rashi, some places says that it's issur of davar davar. They're not allowed to speak Dvarim Shel Choyl on Shabbos. That's the reason why it's also. Other places says it's like a shlichus. The Rambam says the reason is the Shabbos shouldn't be kal be'inecha. Therefore, you can't do Amir L'Nachri. But Amir L'Nachri is also. And Amish is saying, even to extinguish a fire, you're not allowed to tell a guy to do it. We're talking about in a case where it's not a sekaron to the fashas. You're not allowed to tell a guy to extinguish the fire. And as Tosis points out, that even by Issa Durabonon, L'Chari is Issa to tell a guy to do Issa Durabonon. Because over here, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon, because here, to extinguish a fire, as we know, is a malacha she'in tzrich l'gufa, and according to Rab Shimon, it's not a malacha d'raisa, and still, we're saying here, it's also to tell the guy to extinguish the fire, you can't tell the guy to do Issa D'Rabbanon. Actually, it's a shayla, if a makam hefsid, you could tell a guy to do Issa D'Rabbanon, and it could be, by makam hefsid ruv is mutter, and exdafka by fire, it's worse, because a malacha she'in tzrich l'gufa is not a regular Issa D'Rabbanon. But we're not getting into that discussion right now. But one thing is clear, that you can't tell a guy to do a issa on Shabbos al samir l'nachri. But if he goes ahead and does it, then by a fire, you don't have to tell him to stop. You don't have to tell him to stop, and you could go and extinguish the fire. And this is true by any type of malacha that you don't have hana from, direct positive hana, you don't have to stop a guy from doing a malacha. So that's all by a guy. But if a katan, a young child, a Jewish young child, comes to extinguish a fire, ain't shame lo. You don't let him, you do not allow him, because you're mechuyev that he should keep Shabbos. And the Gemara will discuss that in a little bit more. Whose katan is it? Is your katan or someone else's katan? So talk to Gemara, Rav Ami. There's a special heter that we gave by a dleiker, Rav Ami says, that even though you're not allowed to tell a guy to extinguish a fire, but you could do a remiza. Omrav Ami, v'dleika tiru leima kola makaba ena mafsid. You're allowed to do a remiza. You're not telling him to extinguish the fire, but you're saying, you put an announcement out. Anyone who extinguishes the fire won't lose. I'm going to pay them after Shabbos. Anyone who extinguishes the fire. You didn't tell anyone to do it. That's mutter, because it's remiza. And dafka by dleika, they allow the remiza, because here, since a person is ba'ol amamoynoi, if you don't allow him to do this, he might have to come do it himself. Therefore, we give you a special heta that remiza is mutter by a dleika, by a fire, remiza's mutter. You say anyone who does it won't lose. So therefore, if the guy comes and does it, he's not doing it because you. He's doing it because he's making money, and that's fine. Name of Mr. Yela. Let's bring a right from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Nochish bal kavo is ein ermel kabe val tichperish ein shvasas aleihem. You can't tell him go extinguish the fire. Kabe would lay amrin aleih. You can't tell him go ahead, extinguish the fire directly. Ha kol mechabe in a mafster amrin aleih. But indirectly, you could say it. So it's a raya from our Mishnah that you can say it indirectly. Zok Tamar, no, the seifa is a raya the opposite way. Eima seifa, al tichpe loyim rilei. You don't have to stop him. But you can't tell him that whoever does it will get paid. That you can't do either. So therefore, it's not a raya from our Mishnah. Elam halak lamashmei. It's not a raya from our Mishnah because the reisha has one mashmei, the seifa has another mashmei. So one of them is lav dafka. We don't know which one. But Rav Ami Lamaisa says, and that's how we paskin, that by his leika you could say kol mechabe ein amafsid. Tanabon on a story, Ma'isav Noflod Leika Bechatzeris of Yosef ben Simoi, Beshichim. Yosef ben Simoi was a very high up there in the government, he was a minister in the government, and he had a fire in his house, in his chatzar, in Shichim, the city of Shichim, Avo Anchi Gister Rosh Tzipari, and the army came from Tzipari, you know, the Shluach from the king, the army of the king came. The Kabbalist put out the fire. Why put the Shabbos of Melech? He was the bookkeeper of the Melech, Yosef ben Simoi. He was very close to the Melech. They're coming to extinguish the fire. He says, no, don't come. They cover Shabbos. Benasel and Nes, and Nes happened. V'yereduk Shom, and the rain came to Kibu, and it extinguished the fire. La'erev, after Shabbos, Shigul Chol Echad Mehem, he sent every one of those soldiers, stay Slom, sent to Slom, a Farchashpem, and the supervisor from them, Chamishim, sent them 50 Slom. He didn't have to stop them. If a nochri comes to extinguish the fire, you're not allowed to tell him to go ahead and do it, but you don't have to stop him either. So therefore, Yosef and Samai did lefnim mashur hasadin. He didn't really have to do this. And the Mashal explains that he knew this. He knew he didn't have to do this. He just did this because of Mara Zion. He was scared people were going to think that he called them down to come extinguish the fire. And therefore, lefnim mashur hasadin, he did not allow them to come extinguish the fire. And Lamaisa, it must have been the right thing, because he had a nes nigla that the rain came and extinguished the fire. So the Maravaita, who explained the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. It says the end of the Mishnah, a katan shvala kavos, but if a katan wants to come extinguish the fire, ain't shame alo, you do not listen to him. You do not allow him to do it. Why? It's your mechiv that they should keep Shabbos. Even though a katan, not by mitzvah. So the Gemara, sham, you know, the Gemara thought we're talking about, it's the Bezdin's mechiv to stop any katan that comes to do Avera. And so tomorrow, Shem knows, right from here, katan oichel avelis, Bezdin v'suvin ala frishoy. It's right from here that a katan who wants to come eat an avelis, Bezdin has to stop him. And really, it's machloikis in Yevamis, if you're allowed to do this or not. L'chor it's right from our mishnah that you have to stop him. So l'chor it's right, I'm Rav Yechanan. So this is a kasha, Rav Yechanan is the one who says, Rashi says that, Rav Yechanan is the one who says, in Yevamis, they allowed to do this. And truth is that we have different Amoraim in the Gemara, but in any case, the kasha is that here it sounds like we have to stop, everyone has to stop a katan doing Avera. I'm Rav Yechanan, a katan oisal das aviv. Talking about a katan is doing it for his father. And katan doing for his father, that already, the father is mechuyev to stop his child. Because it says in the Pasuk, ato is a benoyu bincha, ubitcha. It says in the Pasuk that your son and your daughter, you have to make sure they don't do anything on Shabbos. And since you're mechuyev, the pasuk says loisasek avlocha ato of mincha vitecha. And since they're mechuyev, if they're doing it for you, if the katan is doing it for you, you have to stop him because there's a special issur la'alocha. The katan is not allowed to do malacha for you. The kavasei tomorrow. The kavasei gavi nochri. The ka'avil died to show mishari. The mishnah sounds like the same type of case. The katan was saying he's doing for the father, so the nochri is doing for the yisrael also. So why is the nochri mutter then? So go nochri died to nafshei avir. The guy does it for himself. He wants to get paid. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it. Even though the Yisrael is happy, but he's not doing it for the Yisrael. Masha'in ken a katan, he's always doing it for his father. And since he's doing it for his father, therefore it's usher for the son to allow, for the father to allow him to do a malacha for him. And that's the halacha l'maisa. You can't have a katan do malacha for you in any case. And that's how we paskin. The only time you find sometimes that if he's some rishonim, a katan is mutter, if the katan does something for his own good. For example, if a katan, a little child, a two-year-old child, has to go to sleep, if the child himself turns the light off for himself, you don't have to stop him because he's doing it for his own good so he can go to sleep. But the whole sugya by itself, the whole sugya katan, it's not a sugya to learn on one foot, it's a difficult sugya. And you have to learn arachayim, simin, shin mem gimel, and there you could learn the sugyas of katan. But nochri does daif nafshei, and that's not a problem. So the Gemara Vayta, Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Koifin ka'ara agabai ner v'shul shol tacha is b'kaira. There's a fire, and the fire is getting very close to the beams. You're allowed to take a plate and put it over the flame, and make sure not to extinguish it. Leave some ear, it shouldn't get extinguished. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though the ner is muksa, and I'm carrying the ka'ara for the covered in air, it's still mutter. Now there is a shita before we had, Rabbi Yitzchak calls ain't clean nitl al davar nitl. You can't carry something, move something, letzarech the muksa. So he has to answer this mishnah. We're talking about you had to move the plate anyway, letzarech mukayma, and the chiddush is you're allowed to put it over the ner, and you're not worried about extinguishing the fire. Val tzayish hakatan, you could cover over a tzayish hakatan, the same thing, the chiddush is even though it's muksa, I'm still allowed to bring a plate to cover it. And if you have Yitzchak, you have to say it was a case of tzarech mukayma, you had to move the plate anyway. And the third case is about akriv shatishach. You let it cover a scorpion so it shouldn't bite. Even though it's seder, even though you're trapping it, still it's mutter because you're not trapping it letzayrach, and it's mutter because it's bothering you. And someone covered a scorpion. He said it's a chash chatas. The akriv wasn't running after you. It wasn't a chayav kuch nefesh. So it's a chashash yichayav shem tzeda. And it would sound like a Rechem and Zake holds that Malachos shein tzirichil gufas chayav. Because he's saying it's a chashash of chayav mechata. He says, I'm not sure. It could be a chayav mechata over here. That's what he's clearing. Talk to Gemara Vayta. And Rav Yehuda's arguing because of that. Rav Yehuda's bringing down this mice of Rechem and Zake to say, how can you say it's mutter if he's some man the yomah holds it's made a chashash of chayav mechata? So therefore it won't be mutter to do. So it's mechalikas in our Mishnah if you let it cover over the akrivana. So the Gemara Vayta. We're going to start off with a story, and this we're going to concentrate on the line in the Mishnah that says you let it bring a plate to cover tzoya so cotton. And the following story will address that line in the Mishnah. Look at the Gemara. Who the Rav Yirmiyahu be'Abba, Rav Chanan be'Rava, Iklul be'Oven de Minashikya. So there were three Amoraim who came to the house of Oven. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmiyah, and Rav Chanan. They all came to Oven's house. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmiyah be'Abba, to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmiyah be'Abba, I see lay paraisa. They brought them a bed to sit down. Those who sat on beds, they brought them a bed to sit on. Rav Chanan be'Rava lo yisle. Rav Chanan be'Rava didn't get a bed. So Rav Chanan be'Rava was not happy about this, about the slight in this covered Atayra. So Ashkechem, he found the Balabas Oven, Masa le'Ebrei, he was learning with his child the Mishnah, and he learned the Mishnah, he said, it ties it like this. Valtsoya shal kata b'nei katan. You let it cover the tsoya of a child because the katan, a different katan might, or the same katan might go put his foot into it. So you want to cover it, so it shouldn't get dirty. Amalei, so Rav Chanan be'Rava, who wasn't happy with Oven, tells Oven, only Oven shatya, masti shtushal b'nei. Oven, you shoita, you're teaching shtusim to your child. Why? Because it's very shver. If it's talking about tsoya shakaton, v'aloi i'atzma v'cheres l'klavim. Tsoya, Dr. Rav Chanan, is not muksa, tsoya shakaton. A child tsoya is not muksa. Why? Because klavim enjoy eating it. And therefore, it's mukhan. You know, everyone has klavim around. You give it, it's food for the dogs, and therefore it's not muksa. And if you're going to tell me, you know why it's muksa? Of course, noilad. There was only noilad today. Something that was noilad on Shabbos might be muksa. So he says, no. You have a river that's water is gushing water. Even more, a spring that's spring, water's coming out of spring. The halacha is, that's not kind of shvisa. There's no din tchumim on that water. Whoever, because this is moving, there's no shvisa, so therefore whoever takes it, it goes like his own tchum. Let's say Reuven sheps the water, he can move it 2,000 amos of his own tchum. Even though the water came from a faraway place, so it's out of the water's tchum, and usually something comes out of the tchum, you can't move it more than 4 amos. Since the water is moving, it's not kind of shvisa, and you can move it karagikal adam. So it's I. So why I could do it? I have a problem with noilad. It's different water. It's fresh water from a spring. Teretz is like Rashi says that anything that's normal to happen on Shabbos, it's not called noilad. So he says since a katan is normal to produce tzoya on Shabbos, it's not a problem with noilad. The Rishonim take issue with this, but this is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Because the Rishonim take issue is that be'ez noda on Shabbos yontav is muksa, even though it's very normal for a chicken to lay an egg. Therefore, they have hold of Mishan the Sugya. We're learning Rashi's Sugya. So Rashi's the way the Rashi learns. He told Rav Chanan told Oven, why is Tzoya Shekata Muksa? It's Mukha for the Klavim. I tell me it's Noilad. Anything that's expected on Shabbos is not called Noilad. So Oven tells Rav Chanan, how do you learn the Mishnah? Velahechi Asnaya. So he says like this. Aim like this. Al Tzoya Shekata Girl and play Katan. You let her cover the Tzoya, the waste of chickens, so the cotton shouldn't step in it. Now, waste of chickens, the dogs don't like it, and therefore it's muksa. I'm still, I'm not move it still. I don't have to cover it. I'm not to move it also, because graf sharei, halacha is that if you have a disgusting thing in the house, the graf sharei means the chamber's pot, literally. So, you let him move that on Shabbos, because it's disgusting. Special heta of the chazal, they let him move the muksa. Maybe you'll tell me, the only reason I move a graf sharei is because there's a pot, and inside is the waste. So, since the pot is not really a soma muksa, and we'll let him move it, the waste, agav, the keli. But he says, it's not true. Vahu achbar, there was a mouse, a dead mouse, the shtakach bespramki, or a live mouse, the shtakach bespramki, the Rav Ashi, was found in the besoma of Ashi. Vahamalahu, and he told his people, nekuti v'tzitzah, pull it out with its hairs, vahafku ba'ashban, throw it in the garbage. Vahafku, and throw it away. Why? Because it's a graf sharei, even though there was no keli there, it's a graf sharei, you let him move it. So don't tell me you only let him move a chamber's pot because there's a pot, but over here the tzoya is not in a keli. Maybe you can't move it. No, we see from the case of the mouse, they let him move it. You let him move graf sharei, even though when it's a graf sharei itself. So the kasha is, again, why do you have to need a keli to cover the tzoya shatan agolim? Just move it. It's graf sharei. And for the Gemara, we're talking about ashpo. It was in the garbage dump, and the garbage dump is not graf sharei. And therefore, you're not allowed to move it. You have to only cover it. Break tomorrow, the way you're worried about it, the cotton might step in it. What's the cotton doing in the garbage dump? The cotton might ash by my boiler. What's the cotton doing in the garbage dump? And the Gemara, no, the tzoy was in the chotzer, and that's why I'm covering it. For the Gemara, no, chotzer nami in the courtyard also graf shrei. It was a graf shrei. And for the Gemara, but ashbash of a chotzer, the garbage in the chotzer is not the graf shrei. But on the other hand, it's very normal for a cotton to jump around it. Therefore, you're allowed to cover it with a plate. And we're talking about dafka tzoy shadana grelim. That's muksa. Mashikin tzoya. Of a katan, according to the way Rashi and the Gemara comes out, tzoyah shekatan is not muksa because it's royal klavim. Aye, it's noilad. Anything that's orchi v'hachi is not noilad. And here to what tzoyah tana gerlim is no prop, has no het of graf shirei because talking about ba'ashba shivachatzah. A word a katan might jump into it.